And now that I have spoke of gluttony, now will I you defend an hazardry. Hazard is very mother of leasings, and of deceit and cursed forswearings. Blasphemy of Christ, manslaughter, and waste also of chattel and of time. And furthermore, it is reproof and contrary of honour for to be held a common hazarder. And ever the higher he is of estate, the more is he holden desolate. If that a prince uses hazardry in all governance and policy, he is, as by common opinion, he held the less in reputation. Stilbon, that was a wise ambassador, was sent to Corinth in full great honour from Lacedaemon to make their alliance. And when he came, him happened perchance that all the greatest that were of that land playing at the hazard he them found. For which, as soon as it might be, he stole him home again to his country, and said, "There will I not lose my name, nor will not take on me so great defame, you for to ally unto no hazarders. Sendeth other wise ambassadors, for, by my truth, me were liever die than I you should to hazarders ally. For you that be so glorious in honours shall not ally you with hazarders, as by my will, nor as by my treaty." This wise philosopher thus said he. Look, eke, that to the king Demetrius, the king of Parthia, as the book says us, send him a pair of dice of gold in scorn, for he had used hazard therebeforn, for which he held his glory or his renown at no value or reputation. Lords may find an other manner play honest enough to drive the day away. Now will I speak of oaths false and great, a word or two as old books treat. Great swearing is a thing abominable, and false swearing is yet more reprovable. The high God forbade swearing at all. Witness on Matthew. But in special of swearing, says the holy Jeremiah, "Thou shalt swear sooth thine oaths and not lie, and swear in doom and eke in right wiseness." But idle swearing is a cursedness. Behold, and see that in the first table of high God's hests honourable, how that the second hest of him is this: "Take not my name in idle or amiss." Lo, rather he forbiddeth such swearing than homicide or many a cursed thing. I say that as by order thus it standeth. This knoweth that his hests understandeth, how that the second hest of God is that. And furthermore, I will thee tell all plat, that vengeance shall not parten from his house, that of his oaths is too outrageous.